Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Sense with the Educated Redneck, the show about everything and nothing at all. Now please welcome the Educated Redneck himself, Mr. Dan Ellison.
Good morning. Greetings from somewhere in Idaho. I'm not exactly sure where, but I'm somewhere in Idaho. I think I'm around Twin Falls, Idaho, to be quite honest with you. Greetings from the highway. It's the professor back to teach you things, give you assignments so you can do research without fear of being called a conspiracy theorist, which happens to be more just somebody in the know. That's right, folks, somebody in the know. Well, I'm here. It's been a crazy week. I've been listening to a lot of stuff. Hey, you've been listening to the European hearings that are being done about Pfizer. Are you listening to this? Folks, if you listen to this and are not angry, you're dumb. Because you were suckered. You were suckered into getting Uncle Sam's little prick. Yes, you were. You were suckered into it. They lied to you every single step of the way. Every single person lied. Fauci, director of NIH, all of them. Everybody lied. They all knew, and they all told you, oh, it's 100% effective. You'll get this, you can go on. Nothing's going to happen to you. You'll be safe from the Rona. And guess what? You bought it. Now all you people who were mean to me and didn't care that I couldn't wear a mask because it made me dizzy, told me to stay home, oh, good luck. Good luck. You're going to need it. Yes, you are. You're going to need all the luck you can get. You're going to need all the luck you can get. Because, baby, it's coming for you. That's right. They had, I think I shared two or three different stories where people in their 40s died yesterday. One just finished a show. She was 61. Sorry. She just finished a show, dropped dead. The son, a 41-year-old son of a wrestler, just dropped dead. People just be dropping like flies. I wonder what changed, because I sure don't remember. I don't remember in the past people just dropping dead like this. I don't remember. Let's see. When was the last story I heard before this? Seriously. It's almost like something changed on the planet. You know, like, I can't put my finger on it. It's almost like we decided to do something new. And that thing we did suddenly is causing people to drop dead. I wonder what we've done differently over the past year. We had a new vaccine, air quotes, vaccine, because it was never tested to see if it stopped the Rona. That's in Pfizer's documents. That was given as testimony in Europe that they did not test it to see if it stopped it because they had to move at the speed of science. Haste makes waste, folks. And it's just a bunch of wasted lives now because y'all done. You don't get what did to you, do you? Because they won't tell you. They won't tell you the truth. The truth is, you are now a GMO. The truth is, the things that your body was told to make are going to kill you. The truth is, this was the biggest medical experiment ever performed on the public since the Germans. You know, the whole reason behind the Nuremberg Code and informed consent. You know, where you're told what's being stuck in your body and not given a lie, where you're told, it's 100% safe and effective. You can get this and nothing will happen to you. Well, not immediately. y'all forcing this thing? There's still places that won't let. Look, if college says you got to have a vaccine to come to school, move on. Bankrupt that bitch. That's right. Just move on. There's 100 other colleges that will give you a worthless piece of paper. 100 of them. They'll just line you up. They'll take your money, and they'll give you that little sticker that says, this boy's achieved something. It's like a gold star for your refrigerator. I swear, people. I'm sitting around watching what's going on in this world, and I am just floored by what you people will accept. They came right out in testimony. This ain't no website where you can go, oh, that's this site. This was under testimony, folks. This was sworn testimony when they were asked, did they check it to see if it stopped the spread? And the answer was no. No. No, they didn't. They told you it was 100% effective. And don't tell me they didn't, because they did. It's 100% effective. You were told that knowing full well that they didn't test it to stop it. But that didn't stop them from forcing you to get it, from forcing you to take it, to forcing you, because if you didn't have it, your life was over. Go home. We don't want to kill Granny, you selfish dog. But y'all going to get your comeuppance now. Yes, you are. All you people who unfriended me and told me I was a lunatic, well, now you got it in you, and you can't take it out. So, good luck. I think I'm going to be part of the population that's left behind after the Great Reset. I swear, people. You watch this insanity, and then you just listen to them, and you just fought. Even they changed course. Everybody's like, they're just learning. I was learning, too, and I knew the correct answers. How did I do that? How did I know the correct answers? Did you ever wonder that? How come I was right? How come? Because I paid attention in high school, folks, and I understood what viruses do. And viruses, just like the flu, mutate. That's the other thing that there's stories about. The flu vaccine. If you take that, you're a dunce. I'm sorry. You're a dunce. Because it's the flu, kids. Are we going to take a shot for everything that kills us until we don't die? Because you can't do that, because you'll still eventually die. That's the point. Everybody here is going to die. The question is, are you going to live in fear? Oh, and don't forget that they created a new COVID vaccine in one of those super secret secure labs that is 80% deadly. Now that would be a reason to close the world. Y'all didn't understand math. That's painfully obvious. That's why Barbie says math is tough. Finally starting to get warm in the van. Sitting here at a truck stop. Got down into the 30s last night. Low 30s. I think it was in the 31, 30 region. Me and my boy here were curled up inside the road wagon. Woke up, it was 40 degrees in here. Now I got the heater running at almost 70. Starting to feel like Florida. Oh, man. And then we've got what's going on overseas. And, folks, this is getting dangerous by the day. I'm telling you right now. We have an incompetent boob in the White House, and everybody knows it. It's kind of like, I'll put it to you this way. You ever been in a classroom that's perfectly behaved until a substitute teacher shows up? Well, Joe's the substitute teacher. And the whole world don't care. They don't. They know that he's incompetent. They know he's an idiot. They know he's a babbling boob. And they're going to do whatever they want because he does not scare them. And we may find out if that mutually assured destruction, you know, MAD, is going to stop people from using nukes, because they may actually start using nukes. This may be the time they do it. We haven't had a world war in, what, 70 years? It's time. And I hate to tell you this, but it's time. It happens that way. People forget. People forget how horrible and terrible war is, and so they feel like everything that they're talking about now is a reason to fight, a reason to break out weapons, a reason to kill people. It's sad that man has to be this way. Actually, it's more government that has to be this way, because, again, I'm going to bring up that point. No man has ever created a war. It's always been governments. The governments, and then they tell their people to go to war, and their people go, yes, we follow. That's why ours were not supposed to be leaders. We were supposed to have representatives, but we started calling them leaders, and they started believing it. Now they're leading us down a shithole with this green garbage. So there's so much to talk about. I wish I could go into this, the Southern Adult Death Syndrome. Okay, now here's what's funny about that. And like I said, I'm grazing over stuff. You know how I do. Here's the thing about that. I lost my train of thought. Squirrel. No, I totally lost my train of thought. Boy, does that happen to you. Happened to me right there. But this whole vaccine movement, that's what I was talking about. Remember how, and they love calling you anti-something because that makes you bad. You're just to get it. You're just against it because you don't understand. Now, I'm not, I understand it. That's why I'm against it. This whole sudden adult death syndrome is a new thing, but it's not a new thing. It was happening in kids called SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome. Now, who gets the most vaccines, an adult or a kid? A kid. They pump them full. Look at the explosion of the number of shots between 80 and 2000. Because when I was younger, it was a handful of shots, and it was stuff that really would kill you. It was the deadly shit, smallpox and polio. And they had like 5 or 6 vaccines, which were definitely needed. And now, what are there, 50, 60 vaccines they're required to have. And as the vaccine numbers went up, so didn't the autism rate in children. But correlation does not equal causation. And as the vaccines went up, kids started dying, sudden infant death syndrome. And now we have a new vaccine that's been given to almost every single adult, over 64%. And now adults are suddenly dropping dead. It's almost like the cure is worse than the disease. But you're not allowed to make that choice because vaccines are here, and so we can eliminate colds. No, you can't. Matter of fact, the creator of the PCR test said that you can't do that. He said that he believes that the flu vaccine has made things worse, and it's now very – everybody knows you get that flu shot. I don't believe people actually believe that garbage. Look, I haven't taken a flu shot, a shingle shot, a pneumonia shot, a Rona shot. I haven't taken a single vaccine of any kind since I was approximately 6 years old. And I rarely get the flu, but I will get it occasionally because that's what your body does. You get it, you fight it off, you move on. We used to do this all the time. But now it's this constant, I can't get it. I got to prevent myself. Get it. Live through it. Let your body do its thing. See, we'd be so much better off if we didn't try to come up with vaccines, but we came up with treatments, you know, like ivermectin, you know, the horse dewormer. Seriously, folks. Seriously. Some things need to change. The vaccines are good for something that's extremely deadly, but something that's highly survivable, it destroys your body. And also, it may actually, and studies are showing this, it may actually make the disease mutate faster. So here you are. Here you are. Taking this stuff, jabbing it in yourself, not allowing your body to work, and then people start getting sick, and everybody goes, why? Why? Why is everybody sick? Why is everybody? Well, you destroyed their immune systems because you didn't believe in it, so you made some BS stuff up, and then here we are. Here we are. Stuck. Stuck with people taking this poison. You know? It's amazing. Wow, 16 minutes is ripping by. It's amazing how time goes by and we get to talking about this. But what's it going to be? Is it going to be the flu that ends the world, or is it going to be nukes? Because them boys ready to use them over there. Seems like everybody's forgotten what it's like. I know Japan hasn't forgotten. Oh, man, if you could only feel how good this heater feels right now. And then we got the election coming up, and, of course, the polls, the press is like cheering for Democrats. They're trying so. Well, they've got a chance to hold on. Yeah, they've got a chance to hold. Have you talked to anybody that says they're going to vote Democrat this fall? I know some crazoids on my Facebook page, but they're always the libs that run around screaming while they talk about how reasoned and stuff they are, but everything is a scream and all their typing is in capital letters and, you know, lunatics. But anyhow, oh, man, it's feeling good in here. I wish you could feel the warmth. I got one of these little buddy heaters, and I'm not lying to you. My buddy Bill Spann loves them. And I love them, too, because, man, they are toasty. They just give you that warm heat, you know, that we're all going to be missing this winter because we got no electricity and everybody plugged their cars in. The best thing I can say out of everything before I take my first break is you have to understand that life will end, you will go on, and all of this really won't matter in the long run. Matters today because you're here. But that's the funny thing. When you're gone, let's just say I died tomorrow. Yeah, people will miss me. People will talk about me for a little while. They might even remember me on my birthday. But eventually, I'm just another person who came through. That's what I am. That's what you are. You're eventually just another person that comes through. If you're lucky, you'll make a name that they can remember. If you're not, you'll just be another one of the millions and billions and trillions of people who come through the planet Earth. It's in the scope of things, you don't matter. In the big picture, you don't matter. That's not to say you don't matter in that, you know, don't live your life or anything like that. You know? Oh, well. Well, it's that time to take our first break of the day. And as I always do, I start out with the guy who got me started. No, Come on. Is it playing? No, it's not playing. It says it's playing, but now, of course, we're not going to have commercials today. Why is this doing this? Hey, folks, I got the feeling that this may be a commercial-free day. We're on the Internet, and for some reason, my control board is not running. Oh, that sucks. Yeah, it says it played the commercial, but I can't hear it. Nope, no commercials. Oh, well, I don't even know if we're recording now. It says I'm on. It says, wow. Now my board's not lining up. Oh, well, this is the joys of doing things from the roadway, folks. This is the joy of learning from the highway. I don't know why it's doing this. It's been funky since it started. I don't know why my phone's not connecting up and doing the stuff it's supposed to do. Oh, well, looks like I'm either running the commercial and talking over it, or there's no commercial because I ain't hearing nothing. That's strange. Oh, well, it looks like we're just going to go straight to the news. Oh, well, at least that gives me a few more minutes to run my mouth. It's strange why this isn't working. It's showing up, but it's just not working. It's got to count down everything. Oh, well, looks like no commercials on this break. We'll try it again here in a few and see if it will work. But let's get on to the news, shall we? Let's start with the dumb report, Drudge. Drudge used to be something. Oh, polls reveal staggering polarization ahead of midterms. Look, polls are wrong. Your polls were wrong about Donald Trump. People are done answering your polls because we're tired of you people trying to make fun of us when we don't agree with you. You get what I'm saying? Because we are. We are. We are. There's only one point of view allowed in America, and that's the Democrats. Because they control the media, they control the schools, and right at the moment, they control the government. And it's funny how Joe says, well, with this next election, if you give me Democrats, you're in control. You had a 50-50 thing in Senate, but you got the vote to bust it. You're in control. You can do everything you want to do. But you want to know why you're not going to? Because it's before an election, and you don't want people to remember what the Democrats have done. The Democrats shut down the United States. The Democrats backed Fauci as the gospel. The Democrats right now are still pushing for mandates. So don't tell me. In the past, they were the same. They were the same. But now, no. It is obvious who's American and who's not. And if you just dislike America so much that you need to change it, why don't you just leave and go somewhere where that form of government already exists? Because I kind of like it here. I kind of like the way we operated for the first couple hundred years until you safety babies took over. So everything has to be a law and everything has to be a regulation. Everything has to be licensed because licensing makes things so much better. No, it's just a way for the government to take money again. That's what they do. They take money. That's all they do. They're big money takers. That's what they are. But you won't listen to me. You know? Would you look at that? Wow, look at this. Remember what I was talking about on the pregame? Dragon's Den star dies age 36 as family shares heartbreaking tribute. Thirty-six-year-old appeared at a show in 2021 when he presented a scented candle business. Owen Drew, he secured a $50,000 investment. He was having a great, died peacefully at his home yesterday. Yep, the young people just be dropping like flies. They do. People just shot person drop dead. People be like flies out there. I can't believe it. Unreal, folks. Let's see here. Oh, and of course now we're really trying to, they're trying to drum up the fear for the election because they want that to be the trigger point. See, they want you to be so angry that you lash out. As the second you lash out, they can release the government's army to install the regime into full power, if you know what I'm saying. Because the regime will take power at any chance they can. Absolute power corrupts absolutely, folks. Don't ever forget that. That's why you need people to watch over these people. And that's why when you look over these things and you come to observations that don't match the narrative, believe yourself. Don't believe the narrative. Sharp swing in momentum. Let's see what this is. The Hill. TheHill.com. Sharp swing in momentum towards GOP sparks Democratic angst. Sharp swing? They're acting like this just happened. No, this happened the day you installed that dunce. And he started ruling like a dictator. And he shut down our oil production. And he shut down our oil pipelines. And he started to carry out his campaign promise to end big oil. Momentum swings. See, the reason they're starting to share stories like this is they know they're about to get a waxing. They know they're about to get the waxing of a century if this election is not stolen. The last one was stolen. I don't care what you say. You can fact check me. Go watch 2,000 Mules, folks. They have every piece of evidence needed to convict these people, yet nobody is. Why is nobody convicting these criminals? Anybody can see that the election was stolen. Now, when are we going to pay? You could just take that movie and show it to a jury. See, that's what we've got to do. We've got to put out movies because the news will not cover the story. It won't. They will not cover the story. Folks, you had better wake up to this. You had better wake up to this right now because I'm telling you something. Your freedom is slipping away slowly but surely. It is. It's slipping away as we speak. And the only way to take it back is to vote everybody out. Just vote them out. Because that's the solution. The solution. Because this stuff, this letting them take your rights for your safety, will end up exactly where Benjamin Franklin said it would end up, with you having neither. And that's what you're having. You'll have neither. They will take your rights. They will not hesitate to take your rights. Don't you think for a second they won't. You know? They'll take them, and they will not suffer a single thing they do. You know that? They will suffer not a thing. Because, see, if you'll pay any attention to history and communism, the communists never suffer, the leaders, only the people. Only the people suffer. Only the people suffer. It's sad. It is totally sad. It's like, I can't believe it. I can't believe this stuff's happening. Now, it appears there's going to be no commercials today because for some reason, I don't know whether it's my internet connection or my phone data or something. I got a good strong cell signal, but for some reason, you'll find this out if you ever travel cross country. When you travel east to west, the internet is excellent out east, and out west, not so much. That's why everybody out here, you'll see them little Wii Boost antennas where they have the cellular boosters in their vehicle, because otherwise you won't have a cell signal out over most of the Pacific Northwest. So, no commercials. Commercial-free day is brought to you by No Connection. Yeah. Armed vigilantes at Arizona ballot. We don't need ballot drop boxes. Because that is what they exploited. And you need to put an effort out to vote. Voting shouldn't be easy. Voting should require you to put effort into it. That way, when you want to vote, you'll make sure you show up to vote, and you'll take it seriously. You make it too easy, then everybody's like, I can worry about it. So, armed vigilantes, left fear's map slipping away. It's not slipping away, kids. You pissed it away. Have you been to Oregon? Has anybody been to Oregon? My new number one joke on the tour. Oh, by the way, follow Jokers and Jester Comedy Tour on Facebook and all over the place. It's on the internet. It's on all kinds of different places. But follow us because we're out here. Oh, man, we're out here. But my new favorite joke is I talk about how beautiful the Pacific Northwest is. And it's beautiful out here, folks. It is. Except for the people have just destroyed it. I've been traveling out here for 30-some years, and this used to be pristine. This used to be beautiful territory. This used to be really something. And then along came the swill, the homeless, and there's trash everywhere. There's trash everywhere. And you'll just be driving along and just be somebody camping alongside the road. That's how it's got. You pull up, and you'll see a little compound in the middle of nowhere. They got a car, and they just drive there, and they live. This is not America. This is not America. This is not the America I grew up in. We forgot during the first crash that it was monopolies that were the big problem. That's why they wrote the monopoly busting laws. Because monopolies can do things that the individual can't. Like Pfizer and the fact that they own so many politicians. And they do, make no doubt about it. They flat out own them. Now, let's see what Dunce Cheney has to say. This dumb bitch. Liz Cheney predicts rise of new conservative party, says Republicans, more dangerous than Dems. Oh, shut up, you dumb. You lost. You lost because you're dumb AF. That's why you lost. A new conservative party. You know, ones that will allow you to run around without vaccines because you're dirty and you just try not to. She would not rule out a third-party White House run to challenge the ex-president. God, how do you get to be that dumb and not know you're dumb? Because every word that comes out of her mouth is about the dumbest shit I've ever heard in my life. She's a special kind of dumb. Well, I don't get it, folks. Trump backed up on it. Drudge is funny anymore. Five sleeper races that could be surprises. Senate wild card. Let's see what they're saying here. Wow, Utah. Republican Senator Mike Lee was all set to coast to re-election. See, if you look at this stuff and really look at it, it's really wild. That they all, look at how slanted the news is. It's always the Democrats who are the heroes. It's always the Republicans who are struggling. They give you such a slanted view, to call it news is laughable. News would be where you should be able to tell what the reporter's point of view is when they're reporting. That used to be taught in reporter school. Now you know exactly, because they all come on with this stupid bullshit of, the Republicans are suffering. Republicans are this. The Democrats are never suffering, the Democrats. The Democrats are always suffering right now because they're dumb. Look what they did to Detroit. Look what they did to Detroit. Detroit used to be the city in the United States that everybody spoke about. Now it's a shithole that is ruined. Portland used to be a beautiful city that people talk about, but it's a shithole with people living on every street and trash and boarded up buildings and shootings and fights. Is that what you want? Chicago, New York. Even the hardcore New Yorkers are getting fed up with the crime. And everybody goes, what's the solution? I can give you some solutions to crime. I'll give you some solutions to crime. Here's one. Lock people up and keep them there. Story after story of people with a 20-page rap sheet doing heinous crimes. Because generally, the first crime you commit is not a heinous one. You work up to that. You do something small first. And then you find out that you like it. And then you do this thing and you do that thing. And see, again, every story is about how the Republicans are in trouble. This whole thing on the states, when they start reading them, they're all just, Republicans are favored to win North Carolina, but only slightly. Let me tell you something. I come from that area. People hate Biden. That's why when you drive around Oregon, and you see all the F. Joe Biden signs hanging from people's porches and stuff. Oregon is supposed to be your lib place. But even they're getting tired. They're getting tired of it. They're getting fed up with it, just like me, just like you. Tired of watching criminals be let out because these libs are like, it's unfair to keep somebody in prison because of money. Then they turn them loose. Then they go out and they kill somebody. And then the person who turned them loose is not responsible. No, not responsible at all. Sorry, I hate to have to drink during the show, but I ain't got commercials. Let's see. Go on down the Drudge thing here. Let's see. Oh, of course, they got to talk about football. Who cares? Who cares? I mean, if you like football, good on you. That's great. But I'm sorry, it's not news. It's sports news. It should be in the sports news, but as far as this, that shouldn't be. What's this? Let's see what this story is. Tom Brady and Ron DeSantis are said to be on texting terms. Ooh, how dare he? And him and his wife are getting divorced. That ought to tell you something, guys. That ought to tell you something. You can be the top man in your sport. You can be handsome. You can have millions of dollars, but you can't keep a woman happy. Who gives a shit if he's texting DeSantis? See, this is the whole thing. He texted Trump, too. Ooh, evil Tom Brady. He texted Trump. Ew, you guys and your little whiny. This Trump derangement syndrome is getting to be to the point where it's just, I'm over it. You guys have just, you've overplayed your card so far. And don't ever forget, Trump had a number one rated TV show. Everybody was rapping about Trump. Everybody loved Trump. He got awards. He hung out with the elite. Everybody thought he was great until what? Until what? When did everybody change their opinion on Trump? When he went in and exposed the bullshit going on in Washington, D.C., he instantly became the outsider and was attacked maliciously by everybody. And now it's come out that the FBI paid $1 million to get information for the Steele dossier that they knew was fake, that Hillary knew was fake, and they used to monitor an election, a person in an election. This makes Watergate looks like child's play, but nobody's going to do anything because it's Democrats. That's why. Not because it's right, not because it's wrong, but because it's Democrats. That's right. That's the whole reason, entire reason why they're doing this. The entire reason. So, I'm telling you, folks, you better pay attention. Because they're going to try to take this next election again. They stole one. You know they did. There's no way this dunce got more votes than any president in the history of presidents when he barely got a percent of any of the elections before. Don't expect me to believe that. Don't expect me to believe that. Not for a second. Let's see what's next. Why Russia's strategic defeat in the cards. What? Come on now. You mean tell me that they're going to use guns and stuff to overcome, you know, jets and nukes? You know, Biden said that doesn't happen. NATO warns against dirty bomb plot. Man, oh man, oh man. They want us in a war. Here's why they want us in a war. Okay. Follow this if you can, why they want us in a war. In a war, who wins and who loses? That's the question. Ask that question. In a war, who wins and who loses? Who? Who wins and who loses? Well, the people always lose. The people always lose. And the leaders, not so much. They win. Will they suffer the shortages that their people will suffer during the war? No. Will they suffer the strains that their people suffer during war? No. They will suffer nothing. And if they lose the war, politicians are polite to politicians. You got what I'm saying? So their buddies will make sure their buddies are taken care of because they're the rich elite and you are the worms and dirt on the bottom of their feet. You get what I'm saying? Folks, they're running us down a rat hole into a war because when you get to war, you can eliminate all debt. And you can just pretend it doesn't exist and start over again. The Great Reset. Of course, that's just another conspiracy theory, shall we say. Man, I can't tell you how good this heater feels right now. I love radiant heat. It's just so good. All right. Woodward says dangerous and a threat. Who cares? It begins. The dawn rages at dawn. See, everything is from the liberal perspective. Every story, every headline, every news outlet, even Fox News is not, you know, there is, oh, it's all conservative, blah, blah, blah. You know, actually, when they actually do offer both sides, more so than any other news agency. And I know you libs who like to run on your little freak out, you know, hey, you like Fox News. You watch the dunces at CNBC who got everything wrong. And of course, okay, here's the thing, folks. Again, these headlines are funny. Florida needs workers to rebuild after hurricane. Undocumented migrants stepping in. Okay. First of all, it is a crime to cross the border without documentation. They should be all sent home. I'm going to say it. We're a nation of immigrants, Dan. We're a nation of legal immigrants, Dan, who follow the procedure for immigration and don't just skip across the border and like the criminal. You've already broke the first law. The first thing you come to do to America is to break a law, and you're good with that? Oh, but we need the cheap labor. Here, folks, let me tell you how supply and demand works. If there's a shortage of workers, like there is, and you don't have anybody to take cheap jobs, like there wouldn't be if you didn't allow illegal immigration, then they would be forced to raise wages and pay people an actual living wage to do the cleanup work rather than bring migrants in and pay them dirt. You get it? Do you understand? And the reason they picked Florida to say that, all this stuff about, is because they hate DeSantis, just like they hated Trump, and they hate anybody that doesn't fall in line with their liberal bullshit. That's the bottom line. That's why you can't have reasoned discussions with these people, is because they are unhinged. They are completely unhinged. I don't know what to tell you to do. I really don't. I wish I did. The best thing I can say is understand why the Constitution and the Bill of Rights and all that was written. If you understand that, it becomes easier with your decisions. Understand that the Constitution, Bill of Rights, and everything that was written by our founding fathers was predicated on not trusting government. Everybody, you don't trust your government? Every document written about this country is to not trust government. Why? Because government becomes big. As it becomes big, it becomes corrupted. Once it becomes corrupted, it becomes the enemy. And that is where we're at right now. That's exactly where we're at right now. So, folks, make sure you get out and vote. I'm voting a straight Republican ticket. I don't care. And like I said, I'm normally the one that says vote people out. But in this case, I'm saying vote out Democrats and leave the Republicans alone. Because they're the only ones right now still fighting for your freedom. And if you want to be a one-issue voter, they overturned Roe v. Wade. They didn't overturn abortion. They sent it back to the states where it should have been to begin with. Florida needs workers. Well, let's see what this is. Let's see. Dr. Doom predicts New York City destroyed by nukes and storms in the next 20 years. There's a scenario in which in the next 12 months, Russia uses tactical nuclear weapons against Ukraine and then attack NATO, and we start a conventional war with Russia. The nuclear weapon is going to go to New York, said the 64-year-old New York economics professor, and the CDO. Being in New York City is not safe. Jesus. Man, see, this is the whole thing, folks. This is reported as a story, and this is just totally somebody's opinion. Oh, and here's the beginning of it. Man becomes first to get microchipped with bank card. So he had a chip put under his skin so he doesn't have to carry a piece of plastic in his wallet. Gee, that's intelligent. Have you seen the movie Surrogate with Bruce Willis? I think it's called Surrogate. About a world where people quit living because they fear death, and they get into little pods, and in those pods they're connected to a robot person of them, and they can go do whatever they want without fear of death because the robot can't be killed. Just build another one. Is that what you want? I mean, seriously, is that what you want? You want to live forever that much? Me, I'm looking forward to the next journey when it gets here. I'm not going to rush it or anything, but when it gets here, it's the next journey. You get the answer. You get to find out. I find it hard to believe that there is no life after death. And if there isn't, then when you die, it doesn't matter because you're gone. You don't have any remorse. You don't have any memories. It just lights out. Show's over, and that's the end of it. And everything, the voices that have talked to you in your head, all the stuff you experience in life just goes poof and is gone. And it doesn't matter to you because you're gone too. Is that what you believe? Is that what you believe? Because I find that hard to fathom. That you can have a mind that can think and dream and have all these possibilities and things like that, and yet at the end, it's just the end, and you just poof, disappear right off into the sunset, never to be. Don't believe that. Don't believe that. The largest U.S. banks are warning of trouble ahead as auto loans as dropping prices for cars, used cars. Didn't we do this once? Didn't we do this once? It was the housing market. Not that many years ago, we seem to have forgotten. You get what I'm saying? If you look at the financial status of the world, we are right back to where we were before both world wars. And again, I'm going to reiterate, who led us into the world wars? The government. The government. The government led us into all of that. They did. They led us into everything. And here we are. And here we are. And what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? It's amazing, folks. I'm going to try something here real quick. We'll see what happens.
Peter, the Korean films are my letter of recommendation. It is obvious their hearts are a letter of approval from Messiah. Dionysus from the 405 BC play the Baker and Jesus of Nazareth quote the same line, kicking against the pricks. That is plausible, is it not? Am I not an apostle?
Let's study this and more proof that a test of whom we love exists in the New Testament canon. Join Everlasting Covenant Study Free from Paul, which airs Saturdays noon Pacific, 1 Mountain, 2 Central, and 3 Eastern for 3 hours on Saturdays, where listeners enjoy fellowship and study of the words of Messiah versus yours, Paul. 3195276208. Saturdays at noon Pacific. Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireza. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
Beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time that you open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
and they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like...
But what, why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce.
Hey, everyone. Proof here. Just wanted to ask you guys, are you guys tired of all the mask ordinances that are passing all over the place with people telling you that you're not allowed to buy and sell unless you have a piece of fabric over your face? Well, we sure are tired of it. Please check out realbarefaceislegal.org and help us get together to fight these mask ordinances. You can also find Bareface is Legal on Facebook, either as a group or a business page. Anyway, help us fight back against these stupid mask mandates. realbarefaceislegal.org.
Just as ungrounded signals wreak havoc on radio communications, there's growing concern that because we are not grounded, we absorb tremendous amounts of electromagnetic radiation from our modern devices. EMF stands for electromagnetic field.
We are all immersed in electromagnetic fields, from Wi-Fi, from the wiring in our homes, and it disturbs our electrical balance. We get charged. Inside of our bodies, we get electrically charged. Some people have as much as 20 volts on their bodies, and that's not good for you.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is your governor speaking.
Today's training evolution, dogfighting, taking on the corporate media.
The rules of engagement are as follows. Number one, don't fire unless fired upon. But when they fire, you fire back with overwhelming force.
Does it say that in the bill?
I'm asking
you to tell me what's in the bill.
Number two, never, ever back down from a fight.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech or ask a question?
Number three, don't accept their narrative.
It's wrong. It's a fake narrative. I just disabused you of the narrative, and you don't care about the facts.
It's why people don't trust people like you, because you peddle false narratives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Let's jump up on you.
Remember when no one thought that 1 year from the election, the Dow would be up 28.5%.
You've got very strong growth, a terrific employment market.
We have no inflation, virtually no inflation.
Wages climbed 2.7%. The unemployment rate matched a 50-year low.
Oil prices dropping today, tumbling more than 3%.
President Trump's policies, tax cuts, deregulation, opening energy.
Whether you're a blue-collar or white-collar worker, he's taking care of all collars.
He is rebuilding this economy
in ways experts say was never possible.
The Biden administration faces another crisis amid a growing...
It is not a pretty picture here at the pump. The price of gas increasing more than 6% over...
You're paying more for everything.
There. We got some commercials to run.
Didn't mean to just bop into commercials like that on you, but I did. Ah, so now we're back. And here we go. Let's go talk about this. This is test scores show historic COVID setback for kids across America. So now here's the thing. It's not COVID that set kids back. Let's be honest about that. It is the germophobic freak out monk response of a bunch of people who, in their own admission, made everything up that you people were out there. Follow the science. Follow the science. There was no science. And people with half a brain knew that. Feet apart. Put a mask over your face. All of the problems were not created by COVID, were created by government response. Period. End of it. That's what you need to know. That's what you need to know. And so test scores show historic COVID setbacks. So in other words, these kids were sent home because of a germophobic response. And they were forced to do things even though all of the data was lies. Everything they said was lies. And now we're 2 years later, we're facing the absolute devastation of shutting down the world economy. But we're not going to blame it on the political leaders who made up things. We're not going to blame it on the drug companies who made up things. We're going to blame it on a disease. So nobody has to face a single consequence of their actions. Nobody. Isn't that peachy? Nobody's responsible. It's the Rona's responsibility. It was the Rona. It wasn't their poor decisions. No, it wasn't their poor decisions. It was the Rona that did all this. You get it? Tissues didn't cause this. It was the Rona that caused this. The Democrat Party never misses a chance to pass the buck. It wasn't their decisions. It wasn't their made-up things. It wasn't their made-up procedures. It wasn't any of that that caused it. It was the Rona, the disease. So, you know, here you go. Across the country, mask scores saw their largest decreases ever. Reading scores dropped to 1992 levels. Nearly 4 in 10 eighth graders failed to grasp the basic math concept. Okay. All right. Let me say this first. Well, yes, I do agree that there was loss in education, and I do agree there was a slide back. This just didn't happen because of the Rona, though. Let us not forget for years the American education system has been failing. That's what you're supposed to forget. We have for years been falling behind the rest of the world. We have for years. Matter of fact, Oregon just passed a law, I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure that they're not going to give diplomas when you graduate high school. They're going to give a certificate of achievement, a participation trophy, if you will, for showing up and, you know, occupying a desk and while they taught you Heather has two mommies and, you know, all the important stuff of life and sent you out an uneducated boob that can't read, because if you can't read, then you can't understand documents and then you can't do your own research because, you know, we want people to not be able to do their own research. You get what I'm saying? We were already failing as a school system. I mean, look at the dunce. My dunce ex-wife has climbed up the ladder, you know. But I figure her climbing's done because. Folks, the schools were failing long before the Rona. The loss in reading ability occurred long before the Rona. Again, educators, I agree, sending the kids home was wrong. But this didn't just happen because of that.
It's not like we were number one and everything was great and everybody was happy with our education system. No. Everybody's been upset with the education system. We've been falling in the world standings. We've been having trouble with getting educators who will educate like math and science and not political opinions. This didn't just happen because of the Rona. No. Let's see here. Let's see here. Oh, and here's a story. I don't know. I'm going to get to this one here while I'm rolling through it. It says, pit bulls coming full circle as America's dog. Okay. First of all, I own a Doberman. Dobermans were once considered to be the devil dog. Then it went to German Shepherds. Then it went to Rottweilers. And then it came over to pit bulls. Now, all of those breeds are very deadly. I will say that. They are all very capable of doing extreme damage. That's what people don't want to admit. They're all very capable of doing damage. Very capable. Does that make them dangerous? In the wrong hands, yes. In the wrong hands, yes. That is exactly like a gun. Because in the wrong hands, a gun is dangerous. Now, everybody like, we need government. No, we don't need government regulation. Just make people responsible for what their pets do. So if you have a dog and it does something, you're responsible for it. And I don't think there should be regulation. How many problems has regulation solved? Let's get down to that. There are times when things need to be regulated. I agree. If you've seen that commercial where everybody's playing tennis at once, and then they go, everybody's just out there hitting, it's no fun. You have to have a certain amount of rules. The question is, what is the amount? How much? That's the question. And nobody wants to answer that. Nobody wants to answer that. It's easy to sit back and just let them pass new laws, one right after another, right after another. But then when you start questioning about what it's doing, that's when the truth comes out. And pit bulls are dangerous dogs. Because their bite is so overwhelming. Just like Dobermans are dangerous dogs. Because they have the potential to be dangerous. You need somebody who's in control. If you ever watch Caesar, these people have big dogs. They don't control them. The dog controls them instead of the other way around. And it has to be done from the beginning. They have to understand from the beginning who's above them. And if you don't with a dangerous breed, it will come back to get you. Not everybody should own a big dog. You need to be a strong, measured leader to have a big dog. Absolutely. You need it. So, I don't know what to tell you, folks. I don't know what to tell you. There evidently, where was that? I just saw something about some. Oh, here we got another shooting here. Let's see what this is. At least three people killed, including suspect, after shooting inside St. Louis High School. A woman died at the hospital. Teen girls found dead, gunshot wounds. Suspect male not identified, but estimated being in his 20s, was shot at school and pronounced dead at the hospital. Hmm. Wow. Okay. Again. Of course, now they're going to blame the gun once again. It made no mention of what gun he had, so I'm sure they're trying to make sure it's a assault rifle because that's the only guns used in murders. I don't get it, folks. Why is this happening? I mean, seriously. How did I go to school with people who had gun racks in their trucks with guns on them and there was no school shootings? Again, this is the point you ask, what has changed? Again, ask that question, what has changed? Well, God's been taken out of the school. God's been taken out of life. Children are taught that they are the most important things, that they are the most special creatures, and that everybody should basically worship at their feet. There's no discipline, none. You can't discipline anybody because if you discipline them, CPS will come by and take your kids. We need some kind of something in this country. Long, awkward pause from Biden during interview raises concern over his mental abilities. You think? You think? Okay, again, I'm going to point out differences in media, okay? Here's differences in media. Biden, to anybody with half a brain cell, is a man with dementia of some kind. He has lost his capabilities. He is frequently incompetent. Yet they hold him up, prop him up. Oh, it's just you right-wingers. You just make – and now it's so obvious even they can't hide it. Now let's harken back to Ronald Reagan. They spent years, much like they have on Trump. His mental capabilities are gone. He's got dementia. This is a man who made a few mistakes here and there. Nothing. Biden has made more mistakes in one day than Reagan did his whole term. Yet they openly attacked Reagan, yet they prop this boob up, Biden. Again, it is obvious if you just even just look at the headlines. Oh, armed vigilantes. Everybody's got that story. They got to make sure they share that one. Of course, a whole bunch of football. It's just... wait a minute, what's this? I'm curious. That's not what I was thinking it was. Oh, here's a... it is not much. Let's see if this Kevin Nash reveals cause of death for son. That was the, he says alcohol abuse. He suffered a seizure and went into cardiac arrest. That definitely doesn't sound like any of the other stories. I'm sure it wasn't. Just people getting shot. And then he got America's Got Talent finalist, dead at 44. Again, unknown causes. People just be dropping like flies, folks.
And see, now you're an election denier, like you're an anti-vaxxer. Yeah, the news is not interesting. I'm trying to figure out what to close the show out on. It's been such a crazy day. A woman escaped a bear attack by punching it in its face. I guess that's one way to do it. Oh, man, there ain't much. See, it's really funny, though, if you really start looking at, a lot of the stuff going on, it's because nobody cares anymore. Mashed potatoes. And these climate activists. See, that's what's funny. Okay, again, let's get to the whole point of what I'm talking about. If you're person who doesn't believe in climate change, you're a climate denier. You're a denier. If you believe in it, you're an activist. See the difference? An activist is somebody who's going for positive change. He's an activist. A denier is just a negative person. Because this climate shit, let's talk about this real quick on the way out. And I've said this many times, and I'm going to say it again until somebody hears what I'm saying. Everybody just jumped DeSantis because the hurricane came in where nobody expected it to. And, of course, that's DeSantis' fault. But let's see whose fault it really is. The meteorologists, the geniuses, the science, had airplanes flying through the hurricane. They had land-based radar monitoring the hurricane. They had GOES satellite providing images of the hurricane. So we had all of that. And even with all of that, they missed the prediction of where it was going to go. 4 hours later, 4 hours later, with all of that. So they could not predict the hurricane's path with all of that. Yet, with certainty, they can tell you the Earth's temperature 100 years from now within a tenth of a degree. Now, seriously, what do you think the odds are that that statement is correct? Seriously, I want to know, what are the odds? What do you think the odds are? Because they're zero. And these climate activists are just like your shot activists. They're given a positive spin from the media because that's the media story. When these people are just human debris that respect nobody else's opinions but their own and act out like spoiled little children that should be spanked. But they are held up because they're so concerned about our future. Our future that nobody's sure about. Unreal, folks. I don't get it. I don't get it. Oh, look at this. What is this? That's not anything worth, really. Well, there really ain't nothing in the news left. Anyhow, sorry about stage being so disjointed. It's the joy of traveling on the road and trying to make things happen. I'm out here touring. We'll be touring until December, and looking forward to it. I'm enjoying this. This is great to be back to work, finally getting to make a living after being shut down by you little chicken littles. And you have. You shut us down. You shut us down, and you should be ashamed of yourselves. But like I said, it looks like your comeuppance are coming. It most certainly does. The comeuppance are coming. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. You're going to get everything back that you did to everybody else, you heartless people, you all self-righteous. Self-righteous that you're going to tell everybody how to live, and they're going to live your way. But it's going to come back and get you. Well, folks, another crazy episode is in the books. I'm sorry it was so disjointed, but I was trying to handle things and warm up the van and all this other stuff. I'm not going to make excuses. I kind of just had one of them days where everything wasn't working. But one thing I want to say to you is, after all this negative stuff, be positive. Don't let them ruin your life. Don't let them drive you into fear. Don't let them rule you by scaring you. Here's the bottom line. In the end, everybody dies. That's the bottom line. Now, the question is, are you going to live while you're here? Are you going to go do your life and not fear? Because what awaits is better. So don't be afraid. Be bold. Go live. And what's going to happen is what's going to happen. So, if you're listening to this, you are resistance.
When the enemy comes into your life like a flood, stand your ground. And take your sword out in Luke 10 and go eyeball to eyeball with him and tell him, I have been given the authority to tread on snakes and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm me. Stand your ground. When he tries to use one of his main tactics, which is fear, tell him, for God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Stand your ground. When he thinks you're down, tell him, I'm not down, Satan. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Stand your ground. When he tells you you're a loser, tell him, I am the head and not the tail. When the enemy comes after you, tell him, Isaiah 54, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Stand your ground. When he whispers in your ear and tells you you can't do this, throw Philippians 4:13 to him. I am able to do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Stand your ground.